This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are hunting for a bear that attacked a human late Saturday night. Officials say a black bear bit the arm of a man relaxing in a hammock at a campground in the Purgatory River Bottoms, east of I-25 in Trinidad. The victim survived the encounter with minor injuries. Under state policy, if a bear attacks a human, it has to be classified as dangerous and put down. Colorado Republicans rejected a rule change that would have made it easier to close GOP primaries and leave out unaffiliated voters. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican state party leaders want to opt the GOP out of the current primary system, which requires major political parties to allow unaffiliated voters to participate in primary elections. Some Republicans argue it's unconstitutional and dilutes GOP voices. But on Saturday, the party's central committee defeated a proposed rule that would have made opting out of the primary easier to approve. Supporters of the current system say it allows Republicans to try to appeal to a broader swath of the electorate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Large blooms of toxic blue-green algae have affected more than a dozen Colorado reservoirs. In Metro Denver, Cherry Creek Reservoir and Bar Lake remain partially closed to swimmers. Deweese and Rod Canyon reservoirs in southern Colorado are also off limits for swimming. The State Parks Agency says blue-green algae can be harmful to humans and potentially fatal to pets. The bacteria can cause skin irritation, digestive issues, headache, joint pain, and liver damage. Highs in the 80s along the Front Range with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. In Grand Junction, you're looking at slight winds in mid-90s today under a red flag fire warning. This is CPR News and KRCC.